If you're arrested for operating while intoxicated in Wisconsin, there's a good chance you'll end up in court. But instead of a criminal proceeding, you could end up in one of Wisconsin's 31 OWI treatment courts. They work with individuals charged with drugged or drunken driving. For our ongoing series, High Tolerance, WPR's Andrea Anderson has been reporting on how these courts work. Here she is speaking with host Brady Carlson.
To start, Andrea, treatment court is really the start of a process, right? So how does the process work?
Yeah, so these courts have a lot of moving pieces and are very intensive programs that last at least 9 months. And during that time, participants have mandatory court appearances. They have recovery meetings, counseling, and random alcohol and drug testing. The incentive for participants is really getting clean and having the reduced time behind bars. If they mess up, there are sanctions. They could serve a night in jail, or if they fail a program, they will have to serve the remainder of their original sentence. So that could mean jail or prison time.
You talked with one of the participants in Wisconsin's program, Cassie Rivers. What has her experience been like?
Cassie Rivers graduated from the Waukesha County OWI court, and she had 3 OWIs, multiple stints in rehab. She lost the trust of her daughters. Her husband was going to divorce her. She had lost a job she had had for decades. Nothing was working for her. She entered OWI court, and she was really excited to be a participant in it. Her judge for her OWI said, "This treatment court is made for people like you, for people who are high risk, high need." And when she entered the OWI court in the first month, she drank. She tested positive, and she had to spend a night in jail. This program is what she says made her have the sobriety and the life that she has now.
I felt amazing. I can't even describe it. When I received the certificate, the graduation certificate, I felt like I was getting an Academy Award. I mean, like, that's how much of what I thought was impossible I had. I finally had, not the certificate, I had sobriety.
Cassie says the length of the program, she was in it for a year, the structure and the support from the team are what made this different than anything else she tried. She also says that if she has any thoughts of a relapse or a struggle, the treatment court team members are the people she would call. And I think that's very telling.
So it's this intensive process with lots of people checking in on the participants, but all that takes time and money. So is OWI treatment court cost effective?
Every expert or treatment court coordinator I spoke to says it's cheaper than putting someone behind bars. According to the National Drug Court Institute, almost half repeat OWI offenders have a diagnosable substance use disorder, and the treatment court works really intensively to treat the underlying reason someone committed an OWI, and that reason is their addiction. The best DUI courts reduce recidivism by 50% to 60% compared to standard or intensive probation or adjudication.
You also spoke with John Collins, who has been in the Waukesha County OWI court. He says that for him, this is about saving lives.
Yeah, it's about saving lives in terms of the people who might be on the road when someone who's drunk is driving, but also about saving his life. He was sitting in jail thinking, I need to do something different and I want to change my life.
If it can save lives, which I truly believe it does, not only as people not relapsing, not overdosing, but preventing that person from going back out there and doing it again and potentially killing someone else as they get behind the wheel or what have you, it's worth every penny.
WPR's Andrea Anderson, thanks so much for taking us into the world of OWI treatment courts.
Thanks for having me.